Sex Bob-omb, and we're here to make you think about death and get sad and stuff.
I'm hearing voices, animal voices, the tremor of cold, the feminine of this soul, reaching my threshold, staring at the truth till I'm blind.
Ah, the way to start a night is with beverages. Beverages of Apples goodness.
Weasel?
No weasels. Oh. Weasels are apparently tasty out here, though, but a little stringy. So.
Yeah, I think they would be.
They are. They're wiry. They're little creatures of full... It's the weasel. You're not going to get that one. It's a reference to a movie that you've probably never seen.
A goofy movie.
Encino.
I've seen that movie.
You've seen Encino Man? So you've seen that weasel.
I've seen a goofy movie where they did that same thing.
The guy goes, it's the weasel. Say hello to the weasel. Polly Shore?
No.
Guy's a goof. But he's mildly amusing. Occasionally interesting. No, not really interesting. Amusing mildly, and then moving on. So, do you know what today is there, Jazzy? Jazzy?
It's Wednesday?
No.
12-12-12.
It's the end of the world as we know it, and I don't care. No wheezing the juice. Apparently, EW is trying to wheeze some juice out of somewhere. I don't want to know, because that just sounds wrong.
I don't want to know either, EW.
Yes. So he can have and play with the wheezing juice all he wants as long as I don't need to hear about it. It's probably for the best, because I don't need no... Well, I'm sure there was something I had there, but I thought I decided to go somewhere else. So, today, guess what? You know how I'm normally very tired when I come on the show? I'm not tired today.
Oh my god, the world really is ending.
Yep. Last night, I sat down in my comfy chair and was like, oh, okay, I'm going to sit here for a second and think about some stuff. And then I fell asleep at about 10 o'clock. And I woke up, and it was like, oh, look, it's day. Well, morning. Oh, jolly good. Wow, that's what sleep looks like, huh? Okay. Then I moved on with the day. I only killed about 3 people. Swear to God, people in this city don't know how to drive. And I really, really do want to have a button.
Your city too?
Yeah, my city has like about 4.5 million people in it. There's and they
I
all
swear no one knows how to drive over here either. It snowed.
Yeah, so what?
Well, you know what happens to drivers when it snows, right?
I'm hoping they get off my road and get out of my way.
They forget how to drive.
Oh, yeah, that's Brampton. I'm not naming names, though.
No, just to give you an idea of how bad it was, I'm getting on the highway. Okay? Highway speeds are 70 miles an hour. When you're getting on the highway, you usually...
Speed up.
So you can safely merge with the traffic going 70 plus miles an hour.
Or whatever.
No, that didn't happen. The person in front of me was going 25 miles an hour on the entrance ramp of the highway. Are you kidding me?
Yes.
I don't feel like dying because someone can't drive properly.
I need the button in the front of my truck that says, oh, look, get out of my way. Oh, look, get out of my way. Big red button. Pow! Blows them up out of my way. Because I swear to God, same thing with the on-ramps. Okay, you don't slow down and you don't match my speed. You speed up to try and get ahead of me. If there's space behind me and you want to be a slow punk, then do that. But the real attitude is, don't cut in front of me when I'm going... As you call it, 70 miles an hour. We'd call it 80 miles an hour, because that's the highway up here. 100 kilometers. I'm going to the speed limit. You turkey brain. You trying to merge in with me. I kill you. Kill you. Kill you with a stick. Oh, well. Beyond that, I don't care about them. I got off the highway, went down on the main road. It's like, oh man, really? Because when you get past it, then it's the highway sped up. I had bad words to say about all that. That bugged me. But it's okay. I'm mostly calm-tempered when driving. I just yell at people a lot. They're all going to feel my wrath one day anyway, so it's like, yeah, okay. Practicing. That's what they're doing. They're just practicing for the day when they die. And I kill them all, and suck out their souls, and eat their flesh off their bones, and grind their bones into paste, and make pie. Bone pie.
Bone pie?
Bone pie.
Bone pie.
Bone pie. Made from the best things in life. Bones. At least that's what dogs would like you to believe.
Yum.
Yep. Katie, you don't sound very energetic today. What's wrong?
It's been a rough couple of days.
Okay. So, I'm going back to thematic episodes here. So, I figured today would be a great day to talk about vampires. Now, I know you like your little Twilight-y type vampires, so we'll talk a little bit about that, too.
I don't think them. And I we'll don't think it. Of them as a vampire. Like, they're not a vampire story. It's a romance.
Okay. Sure. You can go with a romance story. Then we would be saying that Walking Dead is a emotional coming-of-age story.
Sure.
Sure. But it's a zombie show. Just like Twilight is a vampire series of movies. The main focus is vampires. Okay?
Okay.
You get past the whole crap about it being a love story. It's like, okay, it's a twisted love story. It's not quite normal. Fine. I can give you that. But it's a vampire story. Right?
Right.
So what about that movie intrigues you enough to say, that was a fun vampire story?
It's just...
By the way, bearing in mind, I've never watched it, so I don't know enough about it to be able to comment, other than the fact that the very little bit of it that I tried to read was enough to turn me off of it altogether. But that was more style and prose.
I don't know. Something about it draws me in, and just grabs me and keeps my attention. And I think it's just the romance part of it.
So the issue that you liked is
girl,
the romance thing.
I have to have rom- my life.
No, that's fine. This is why I'm exploring the concept of vampires here. Because the whole mysticism, romance, dark love stuff, I was going to use a different word there, but I'll be polite. Polite. I can do that sometimes. Has been pretty much a common theme between most vampire stories. I mean, it's always about the seduction of the dark side, about how, oh, look, I'm a vampire. I'm so sexy. I'm too sexy for this goth world. Oh, I'm too sexy for this goth world. That sort of thing. And then it's always drawing the womenfolk into it. And it's like, I should stop it's saying it's like, because that sounds kind of tacky. The whole thrust of the storyline is about how the vampire guy is always a dominant, not even just an alpha male, he's a dominant figure that is essentially so dominant that his personality takes precedence and takes over the personalities of the people around him. And his goal, I'm taking over everything! And then you got the side story that goes, hey, look! He bad. He's trying to take our women folk. Let's kill him. Burn him at the stake. Right?
Right.
Now, with Twilight, which I don't know much of, so I can't say too much, not having read it, not having watched it, I will admit my dislike of it is mostly just based on I don't like Kristen Stewart. She drives me up the wall. The other guys, people in the movie, don't really know them well enough to be able to comment yet, so... Can't really say too much there, but just from the book itself, the prose, the style, the way of execution of combination of words and recumbent putting stuff together drove me up the wall. It's just, really?
Yeah.
You wrote this for who? Oh, young girls. Okay, I guess I'm not reading this. Put it down, walked away. And then I hear all this hype. Oh, have you read about Twilight? It's the best book ever. It's like, maybe if no. So I'm a big thing about, I like the fact that there is books out there for people who have different reading speeds and styles. I mean, I'm not one to say, you're bad because you're reading this thing, so that means you're just not capable of reading more than that. I don't say that. I might think it sometimes, but it's not what I really believe about people and reading. I believe that if you start reading stuff like that, it's like, that's cool. That gets you into better stuff. But what happens in today's world is once they succeed at selling you on this book, now they want 40 other books like that to copycat and mimic it and then just really start driving the whole merchant marketability effect of, yeah, more sales, 40 more books, woohoo! And they all read it. It's like, oh yeah, we're hooked on these books, we want more. But then what it's doing is it's not giving people an opportunity to jump into something better with a higher quality of writing and a higher quality of words. And the idea behind it is it doesn't make any change, doesn't make any growth. I don't know. Have you read all of the books?
The Twilight books?
Yes.
Yes, I have. Okay. I have the entire series.
And you enjoyed the way they're written?
Yes, I did.
I'm not being judgmental, by the way. I'm saying... I'm being a little judgmental, but it's the whole... It's a different side of things.
I'm... Attention deficit disorder.
Okay. So that would work for you then for those?
I have a hard time... Huh?
The way that that book is written, from what I could tell, the little bit that I read, that works perfectly for ADD.
Yeah. And, like, I have a hard time with... books catching my attention because I don't always like to just sit down and read books and just sit there and not do anything.
Okay.
I have to be active, in other words. Therefore, I always tend to multitask. Facebook while radio show. Sometimes not the best idea, but I have to keep my hands busy with something while I'm, you know. So have a book catch my attention and have me be like, oh my God, I want to read this book and that's all I want to do. I don't want to do anything else. I'm just going to sit here and read this book. That's a winner for me.
Okay. You know? So you like the light read where your focus and attention is not so much on the words, but just on what they're doing.
Yeah.
Which I agree a lot of people who more contemporary reading are falling into that same methodology for reading. Facebook and all the wonderful wiki articles and everything else that's online is giving us a lot of the same cultural, sociological nudge towards that sort of temperament. I think that's not good because what happens is it continues to reinforce that type of reading behavior. Would you be interested in reading a book that's a little bit more deeper, complex, and capable of taking you into a much wider world frame?
I would, as long as it catches my attention. One of the big things is it will take me longer to read than someone else might take.
And that's fine. I mean, I would never say anything's good or bad about somebody who takes, oh, look, I read this book in 5 hours. I read this one in an hour. Okay, whatever. Did you enjoy it or did you not enjoy it? Yeah, I enjoyed it. Then, hey, great. Bully for you. Whether it takes a long period short period of time.
If I read something really fast, sometimes I don't always comprehend everything. I don't grasp it. and therefore I don't enjoy it. So, I mean, if I'm gonna read something, I'm gonna take my time to read it, and I'm going to make sure I enjoy it. And if I don't enjoy it, I'm just not gonna finish it then.
Well, James is asking. James just joined us in the chat room, and he's asking about, well, asked what we're doing. We're talking about vampires. He says, ones that don't sparkle in the sun? It's like, well, unfortunately, we're starting with the sparkly vampires and moving beyond that. So, with the...
Come on, James, you know me. I like the sparkles.
That's fine. And ultimately speaking, reading anything, a book, TV shows, movies, or whatever, are about enjoyment. And like I said, I don't begrudge people who enjoy reading the Twilight books. The only thing I would like to see is that a lot more people read stronger works that can continue to build and improve both vocabulary, both reading comprehension, etc. What I find, I'm a big words person, I'm kind of creepy, weird, scary about it sometimes. There is pretty much not a single English word that person can throw at me that is, unless it's a specific technical term, that I won't know it, or context, usage, etc. Hey, we have somebody named Zombie Red in the room. Hey, cool.
Hey,
I don't know
Red.
This person. But hey. He apparently is a friend of EW's. Either that or he's saying, ew. So, we're talking about the vampires. We're talking about the Twilight. The Twilight satisfies a reading desire that you have, that people of your generation and reading style enjoy. And that's cool. Okay? Now, I will obviously knock it, not you guys, but the style of the writing, because I think the style of writing is a little bit on the... I'm trying to think of a nice, polite word. What's a nice, polite word, Jazzy, that I'd like to use for how I view the writing of Twilight?
Childish? Young?
Youthful. Okay, we'll go with youthful. Childish is kind of denigrating, so we won't go with that one. Youthful. For a lower reading comprehension level than I would normally be used to. So let's go with those two answers. Yes. And apparently Zombie Red does special effects. Hi, Zombie Red, who does special effects. Welcome to the chat room. And hi, how are you? Sorry, EW sends little side notes here. It's like, hee-hee-hee. So, positive on a book, say, like Twilight, it gets people reading. That's cool. I like that. That makes me happy that people are reading. Because reading, I think, is a very important part of stimulating the brain power. Hey, I'm a zombie. I want people to have big brains because I need to feed later. Reading is a very important part of that because the whole concept of translating the words, symbols, signology, and all that other stuff creates a strong dynamic that builds the hippocampus, and the other parts of the brain. See, I throw in big words. I love big words. Really do, actually. Jazzy, it's true. I love big words.
You throw them at me all the time. I'm not a fan of the big words, but...
I have a friend who I told him he has to read my blog every once in a while. I said, okay. And then after a couple months went by, I met him again. He said, dude, I hate your blog. It's like, why? I gotta bring a dictionary all the time. It's like, well, that's the way it works, brother. You gotta read. If you don't read, you don't learn the words. You don't learn the words, people could tell you or talk to you about something. It's like, I don't know what the hell he just said. Yes, but he spoke English. So, I'm always amused by that. Now, I will give you my side of Twilight from what I could read of it. It wasn't very mind-expanding as a story. It wasn't very... expressive as far as the usage of the English language, and it seemed kind of simple. And by the way, I can never separate Kristen Stewart from the Twilight series because I think she's just a piece of wood walking across a screen. She drives me up the wall. I hate hating to say that, but...
She has no emotion!
Precisely! She does not emote.
She needs more emotion.
Well, she needs more than just emotion. Yeah. She needs an actual ability to act, which I don't think is there. So, more than anything else, that really kills it for me for the movies. I saw Snow White and the Huntsman. I loved everything else about that movie, except Kirsten Stewart. You know what I mean? So, She can't
act.
Didn't
even watch Snow White and the Huntsman.
You should. It's actually an enjoyable movie. It's just Snow...
You gotta get past Kirsten,
yes. Which is, fortunately... what's her name? What the hell is her name? Come on, chat room. Supply me a name. The White Queen. Come on, people.
Do I have to Google?
Not Julia Roberts. She wasn't in Snow White and the Huntsman. Dude. That's it. Charlize Theron. That's the one. Thank you, James. Hello, Bill Swears, who's just joined the conversation. James can't spell the name. But Charlize Theron was absolutely beautiful as the White Queen. Okay, as the Evil Queen. As the... All that... You know what I mean? See that rhyme?
Yeah.
She was awesome as the Evil Queen. She picked that role and... She took that role and made it like, oh, look, I'm evil. But I'm still pretty. But I'm evil. Ooh, what can I do? I can do that. Oh, that's cool. She was awesome. But Kirsten Stewart, man, she's like a piece of wood walking across the screen. I swear to God, as soon as I saw her walk on, wow, that's a piece of wood.
Right.
But that's enough of Snow White. So Twilight appeals to a younger generation. That's cool. It's the same argument that's made for Harry Potter. And I have the same opinions of Harry Potter as I do of Twilight. I think Harry Potter is better written, but it still appeals to a younger generation, to a younger reading level. And I keep getting hit with adults in their 30s saying, either of these books, yeah, this is great top-notch literature. No, it's young adult literature. It's written for a comprehension level that is meant to be for younger generations. And that's great. But we got
to
move on.
It's meant to get kids into reading.
Precisely. It's meant to get people to get into the whole concept of, hey, you can have a whole world of experience in the written word that can transcend whatever barriers you're possibly even struck with. You have a bad day, read a book. Guess what? You go into a whole nother world. It's like, oh, look, I can shoot things. Oh, look, zombies? Awesome. Vampires? Cool. Werewolves? Ooh, hairy. Etc. So, I think we're done with Twilight now. Okay?
Are we?
I am. I'm not going to talk about Twilight anymore. Because Twilight really gets under my skin sometimes because it's held up by too many people. It's like, oh, this is great. It's like, no, it's just mediocre. They sparkle. Now, getting to the memes about sparkly vampires... I think at some point in some interview, I can't remember where, I can't remember who, can't remember what, the idea was Stephanie Myers, the author of Twilight and etc., didn't even come up with her own ideas for stuff. She just, oh, I read about vampires, I'm going to make up my own ideas. Okay. Which would be fine. If it was better written. Moving on, though. Vampires. Vampires are awesome. Do you know why vampires are awesome?
Why?
Because they're damn sexy. My favorite vampire. Let's take a quick poll in the chat room. People, who are your favorite vampires? I will tell you that my favorite vampire is Christopher Lee. And can't believe I'm blanking on the name right now. Bela Lugosi. Those two guys were the best vampires in my book ever. They're not... Well, there's a couple of other movies that I'll throw in, the vampire movies that are favorites as well. But Bela Lugosi is the original Dracul. And Vincent Price, Christopher Lee, that gang, when they did the vampire stuff, they were awesome. Yeah, as EW says, he's a big fan of Bela Lugosi. He knew how to suit and fit and look. Damn, I'm sexy and creepy, and I get all the girls. Bump, bump, da bump, 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 bump. Leslie Nielsen, damn it. Pull my finger. No, don't. Leslie Nielsen as
I'll
a vampire?
I'll pass on pulling fingers.
Wait a sec. Which movie was Leslie Nielsen the vampire? Was that Leslie Nielsen? He did... No, that wasn't Transylvania 6500. He did do a vampire, didn't he? Oh, yes. Dead and Loving It. That's what it was. Right. Nosferatu? I always liked Nosferatu. But, yeah. That one was an unusual movie. Silent, black and white, kind of creepy, kind of the dawn of the whole film industry, black and white, silent pictures. Ooh, look at me, I'm very creepy. Look at the shadows going longer. Big eyes. Oh, big bald face. Yes, I suck your blood now. Blah. No words. No dialogue. Imagine trying to watch a movie like that now, huh, Jazzy?
No dialogue?
It's a silent movie. Have you ever seen a silent movie?
And
I mean a real silent movie. A black and white from the 1920s, 1930s, that time period.
I have not.
My goodness. Okay, Nosferatu. It's probably a public domain movie. I'm sure you can find it online. If you Google it on archive.org, you should be able to find it. It's not a long movie, so don't worry. Your attention span will not be affected. I think it's about 36, 38 minutes, something like that. It's a very simple but very powerful movie. It's all about imagery. It's all about style. It's all about ambiance. Oh my God, Forever Night. I haven't seen that and heard of that one in a while. By the way, that's something that Bill swears. He swears by it. Just mentioned in the chat room. That was a Canadian TV show, by the way, for anybody who is paying attention and is not familiar with what the show is. Mr. Knight, I believe, was the main character's name. I can't remember the rest of his name. Was a cop, an off-duty, on-duty cop, but he was also a vampire, hunting bad vampires. He was a good vampire. It's a fun show. They tried to be different, but the budget on a Canadian TV show is not exactly the best in the world, which has always kind of marred our Canadian TV shows. Alas, alack, we do with what we can with what we've got back. So that was a good one. Nicholas Knight, there we go, that's it. Nick Knight, yeah, that's right, he was Nick Knight. And Dudeface, British guy, blonde hair, popular for doing a whole bunch of other stuff afterwards. He was in that show, too. Reading quickly. Okay, go. So, I'm going to throw two of my other favorite vampire movies, which are kind of an unusual series of movies because EW's never heard of them, which that's okay. I've heard a bunch of movies that he's probably never heard of. He says he's never seen it. I mentioned it a couple of times. Innocent Blood. Oh, that's it. Nigel Bennett. That was the other guy. Nigel Bennett does a whole bunch of weird, creepy B-movie stuff, and he went into a bunch of TV shows and stuff. But yes, Innocent Blood. Awesome little movie. French-Canadian movie, actually. The idea being, young, attractive woman, very on the attractive side, is a vampire, and she hunts only gangsters and bad people, and that's who she feeds on. So when she wants to feed and dinner, oh look, dinner, it's served over there. Okay, the guy's name was Frank Loggia. Loggia. He was also in the movie. So her thing is, she's going around and she gets interrupted in one feeding session. And what happens is she ends up turning, I can't remember the rest of his first name nor how to pronounce his actual name, Loggia, which I just printed in the chat room. Big-time actor, has been doing a lot of TV shows, a lot of movies. Character actor, does weird stuff. So she ends up turning him into a vampire. And he's all, hey, I'm a gangster. Wow, look at this. I've got strength and speed and kick-assedness. Awesome, I'm going to take over the other gangs now as well and kill a bunch of people. Ah! So he starts going and making more. By the way, this is a spoiler alert show, just so everybody knows. So, she's then all contrition. It's like, oh, I have to stop all these bad things happening. And then she ends up falling in love with the other cop, who's also trying to stop the bad guys from doing all the gangster stuff. And fun and hilarity and hijinks and nudity and handcuffs and all sorts of fun stuff occur in that movie.
Nudity and handcuffs.
Very specific scene. If you've seen the movie, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. The last two of what? Oh, you're talking Twilight still? Are you still talking Twilight? We stopped talking Twilight.
Come on.
Twilight's finished.
You said you were done talking Twilight. I never said I was done.
I gave you a whole 20 minutes there to talk about Twilight. 20 minutes. You had 20 minutes to talk about Twilight. That's it. We're done with Twilight. We're going on to other good vampire movies now.
But I'm not talking about it. Oh, I'm just typing about it.
Yeah, but I can read that.
EW, the one that brought it up. Please,
woof, woof. Who let the dogs out? Woof, woof. Sorry, I had to throw that because he talked about the dogs. So, Innocent Blood. Anybody in the chat room seen the movie? Familiar with the movie? Appreciated the movie? Thought it was fun?
Never even heard of it.
Well,
but, oh my god, I want to know.
It's probably
and
about as old as you are.
Nudity and handcuffs.
Yes, nudity and handcuffs. Hot nudity, too. Because this girl who's in it, I can't remember her name. I can never remember their names.
Is it just new girls or are there new guides, too?
I do not believe there's any nude guys in this movie. Which is good, because that would have turned most people off. What's her name? Oh, it's a John Landis movie. John Landis was the main, was the director of the movie. And Parallard. Oh, I pronounced Robert Loggia and Anthony LaPaglia. Good guys. And Parallard. I can't pronounce her last name, so I won't even try. Come on, nobody else has heard of this movie? Seriously?
I think you're the only
dudes.
One. But I will be looking for it.
Well, if you like vampire movies, it's a good one. Now, the other really well-loved vampire movie that I like is called Life Force. And I'm going to wait a second to see if anybody in the chat room... James, I would be very surprised if it's not on Netflix. When's this movie from? Innocent Blood's from 1992. Oh! And EW just mentioned Stakeland. EW, you will enjoy that movie. It's good. And anybody else who hasn't seen it, you should watch it too. It's good. Now, it's not a parody on Zombieland, because that was a comedy movie. Stakeland is actually serious. It's not a comedy. But the whole vampire thing is handled like a plague. Same idea. Hey, look, somebody knows Life Force. Awesome. We're going to talk about Life Force for a minute. Only Zombie Red seems to have recalled or heard of Life Force before. This makes me so sad.
And I have sad news on the Innocent Blood Netflix thing.
What, not on?
Not on.
Oh, my
There's
goodness.
Bloody Innocent.
Different movie altogether.
Yeah. No, Innocent Blood, sorry.
Check to see if Life Force is on.
Oh, I just closed it.
Oh, way to go. James, don't worry. If you can't find Innocent Blood in the $5 DVD bin, I don't know what's wrong. I think I picked it up for $10, and that was like 10 years ago. I mean, DVDs were starting out. But okay, we're going to talk about Life Force for a minute. Oh, wait. Naked chick walking through the middle of the movie. Hot naked chick. Seems to be a bit of a theme for vampire movies.
Yeah, I don't think Life Force...
Matilda
that
May.
You're talking about is on it.
Matilda May from 1985. She was very hot, yes. Now, in America, you probably did not get to see the full unedited version of it. But there's one scene where she's just walking completely butt naked down the hallways, completely head to toe. There she goes. However, as much as she's a hot little hottie, it's only one little scene that's got the nudity. The rest of the movie is on its own. Good, strong British movie. Done with the same timing and effects and everything else as Quartermass in the Pit and all those other movies, Quartermass movies that came out from Britain in the 80s and stuff. The idea is space, alien space vampires. Can you dig it?
Okay, so then it is the Life Force. It is on Netflix.
Okay, then as it should be. It's 1985. It's a movie that's got to be around. I think even Patrick Stewart's in it for a few minutes. Who else is in this movie? Yeah, Patrick Stewart's in it. A lot of other people. But this would be Patrick Stewart before he even knew about Star Trek. Which is why it's funny. Something About Mary, that's not a vampire movie. Please. But, So the basic crux of the movie is this. Alien race of vampires in their sleeper ship that have been traveling through the universe for God knows how long or whatever. As they're approaching Earth, the idea is that they were going to crack out of their cells and launch hell on Earth and basically take all of the raw life energy of everybody on planet. And then fun and hilarity ensues. There's also a bunch of zombies in this movie, too, in that once you get sucked out of all your life, then you turn into a zombie, and it's like, oh, and then you start spreading around and sucking their life out of other people, and it's all being fed into the main machine, souping up the energy up to the main spaceship. Yay! Apparently EW is chastising me for making a comment and not making a comment about before reading another comment, because the other comment before the other comment was something about to do with the comment that I made for the first comment. Right.
And talking about naked chicks.
Hey,
hot naked chicks. Way to go.
There is no way to stop in time from talking about hate hot and naked chicks. And on that note, song called Ghost of a Ladies, Texas Ladies Man. I like the song. It enjoys. It makes me a happy hap.
Happy, happy?
It makes my happy pants happy and my happy socks dance. So I just had one quick question for the chat room. People, because I'm curious, George, and I'm like that. How did the song sound there? Yes, happy, happy. Did it sound good? Everybody hear it okay? I'm kind of curious. Because you know me, I'm one of these psycho, sick, weird people who like to find problems and then fix them. I like fixing problems. Fixing problems makes me happy in my happy places. Which I know is sometimes scary for some people, because they don't want to be anywhere near my happy place. Because it involves cookies, and bacon, and brains, and splattery things. Splat!
Splat?
Splat.
No splat. Splat.
Oh, lots of splats. Splat. Splats are no good. Splats. Splat good. Do you know why splat good? Do you know why splat good? Come on. Why splat good? Splat is good.
Why?
Lick it up.
Makes brains easier to go down.
Yes. It's a great way to tenderize. Splat! Oh, good. Splatty. Splat, 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 splat. Okay, I'm going to throw one more vampire movie that I enjoyed quite a bit that I'm going to test people to see if they know this one. Blood and Donuts.
Is this like about vampire cops or something?
No, actually. It's about a vampire. He's kind of quirky, kind of dark. He's kind of loner, kind of one of these scary guys you see in a coffee house. He's like, oh yeah, look at that creepy guy in the back corner, man. He's kind of scary, creepy. He's like, oh wow, man, what kind of... He's doing something, man. He's like, jiggity, wiggity, wiggity, wow, weird. Dude. You know? Kind of one of those dudes. You see him in the back corner. It's like, yeah, he's just enjoying his coffee, man. Leave him alone. Don't talk to him. He's probably a crack addict or something, man. Don't talk to him. So the whole movie, most of the movie takes place at a cafe, donut shop or whatever. And it's a very introspective type movie. There's a few scenes of blood and violence and stuff. He just basically goes nuts at one point and kills everybody in the donut shop. And that's where the blood and donuts come from. But it's a worthwhile, enjoyable movie. It really is a cool little vampire flick. It's not heavy on effects, it's not heavy on everything else, but it's very heavy on dialogue and the interaction of characters. Which is, for me, if I'm going to watch some kind of visual medium story, I want to see a character, I want to be able to identify with that character, I want to be able to enjoy that character's journey through the story, and say, hey, look! That guy had character development, and that was a fun ride to see what happened to him, with him, for him, from him. Which is why, as we were talking about earlier, Twilight, which I had difficulties with, none of the characters in that I could read made any kind of development. There was no interest in them. They're really, like, lackluster, kind of plain-looking people there. But the movies I like to watch, like Innocent Blood and Life Force and Blood and Donuts, have all this wonderful texture to it and depth and stuff. So, now, one of the other reasons why I wanted to talk about vampires today was that EW has written himself a wee book called The Mortal Vampire. You've heard of that, right?
Yes.
There, Jazzy?
I'm in the process of reading it.
Oh, really? And how is it tasting?
I am. It's tasting very bloody, very good.
Blood and guts is good. It's always an enjoyable thing in the horror realm.
I like it so far.
You're liking it so far.
I like it so far. But it's going to be a long, slow read for me. Because I'm trying to take it all in and keep it all in instead of just reading the words and not really fully comprehending it.
Excellent. See, this is part of my thing about, hey, reading more is gooder. As I use my bad English to express that. Because it's great as a gateway drug, reading something like Twilight or reading something like Harry Potter, great as a gateway drug. Start reading, then read something more. Just to give you an idea as to why I'm so passionate about the whole concept of reading, I was reading Shakespeare and all this other crap when I was really young and enjoying it, unlike most of the other kids in high school when I was reading that stuff. Oh, we got to read this crap again. It's like, dude, are you kidding me? This shit's hilarious. He's really cracking on these people. Dude, he's saying stuff to these guys. It's like, wow, man, that's just awesome. I want to say shit like that. Bloody good. So, the other reason I wanted to start talking about... Oh, yeah, I forgot about Lost Boys. Bill, thank you for bringing Lost Boys up. I love Lost Boys. Mind you, the second and third movies are terrible. But the first one is awesome. With Kiefer Sutherland, a bunch of other people as well. And I love the soundtrack to that movie. That movie was like, wow. That sound awesome music. I always... there's a couple of songs on that soundtrack. What the hell is the name of the song? Dun, 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 dun. Can't remember it. But Cry Little Sister. That's it. Whenever I... Yeah, sorry. Dude. EW, stop reading my mind. I just said that as you posted that in there. Stop it. Stop it.
No, keep it. Keep it
no.
up. It
don't do it. Go. You yeah, will not ahead. Like what happens. If you get inside my head, there are corners in there that are so weird... They're like, you could get lost. But yes, Lost Boys, great movie, fun, quirky, corny, good sense of pacing, good sense of dialogue, good sense of acting. It's like, wow, these guys are freaks. The Frog Brothers. I just love the fact that they were called the Frog Brothers. The two Coreys, Corey Haim and Corey Feldman. They're strong beginning in how to do acting and be good at it. But man, the second two movies, the two sequels, wow, they sucked. So bad. Corey Haim is the one that passed away, I believe, right? Yes, I think he was. Or he was cut out of the movies altogether because they had some kind of bitter argument and nobody got along and all that crap. And then Corey Feldman is the only one left in the movie. And it was like, oh my god, he's overacting it like so bad. They're funny. I mean... They're worth watching and funny, but it's not good quality, high entertainment movie stuff. Oh, before I forget it, 30 Days of Night as well. Just mentioning the movie now so I don't forget it. 30 Days of Night was originally a comic book, then they made a movie. It's a very violent, 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 oh look, hey, let's put some more violent in it kind of movie. Basic premise, guess what? Vampires don't like sunlight, right?
Yeah.
So, where would you like to go for an all-you-can-eat buffet?
Somewhere dark.
Guess what happens up north in the Atlantic or the Arctic type areas?
They have like a whole day, 24 hours of darkness.
A month.
Oh, a month?
A month.
Oh, I couldn't do that. I'd be sleeping all month long.
Well, that was the point and purpose of the movie Insomnia with Robin Williams, where he couldn't sleep because it's the opposite. They also have a month of pure sunlight. Where it's just sunny for a whole month. He couldn't sleep, so he was getting crazy and going stir crazy, whatever. Alaska, yes. So, the basis of that movie is the vampire's all, hey, it might be cold up there, but guess what? All you can eat's for 30 days. So they go up there and basically take over a couple of little towns every once in a while and go nuts. And the whole
Wait,
bit
vampires
about the
vampires care about. Being warm or cold?
Not really. That's why it's perfectly good for them. They're okay. Not that worried about it. And yes, as Zombie Red says, it was an episode from Tales from the Dark Side as well, and that was cool too. I love those anthology TV shows. Tales from the Crypt, Tales from the Dark Side, Night Stalker, which also had a couple of vampire episodes in it as well. The Outer Limits, I think, had a vampire episode. Twilight Zone, I would not be surprised. I can't remember if Twilight Zone did or not, but it would not be surprised if they didn't have one. Some others. But, sorry, one of the other... I'm going back into thing. Is one of the other reasons why I was going to mention about EW's book, The Mortal Vampire, is they're also trying to put together a movie for it. So if people are interested, and it would be great for them to do so, go over to his Indiegogo project and support where they could. See, it's all about cycling and connecting all the dots to things, you know?
I would love to see The Mortal Vampire as a movie. I think it would be a great movie.
Well, I think it'll be fun as a son of a gun too. Not to be mentioning that a son of a gun is any good or bad, because how can you be a son of a gun? Because a gun is kind of an inanimate object. It's kind of a boom, 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 bam, bam, bam. How can... Oh, that's scary stuff. Got lost in Google. Oh, Bill, way to go. Yes, the saxophone solo in Cry Little Sister. That was awesome. So, chat room. Hit me with some more vampire movies.
Oh, I can't remember the movie I just watched. It was very weird.
Well, the original Dracula was always a favorite of mine, with Bela Lugosi in it. Damn fine movie. Then there's The Bride of Dracula. Son of Dracula. Oh, I know. Transylvania 6500 was a bad movie. Oh, yes. The original Fright Night. That was a damn good movie, too. And I didn't mind the remake. That was not bad. That was not bad. The whole Mr. Doctor Who in the episode was kind of good. The Stephen King one. Trying to bring out the brain pants. Salem's Lot. Yeah, that was a cool one. The miniseries, that one was cool with, what's his face from, Starsky and Hutch. Oh man, I can never remember the guy's name. David Soul. David Soul? Yes. David Soul. I think it was David Soul. That, Salem's Lot was fun. It's kind of, I happen to love the word quirky. I guess I'm going to use that a lot in describing some movies. Interestingly enough, anybody, come on. Jazzy, have you seen Salem's Lot?
Do you really want me to answer this easy?
I kind of was, going out on a limb and thinking, no, she probably hasn't.
No, I haven't seen it.
EW, I hear a bunch of rumors of them remaking this movie and that movie and this movie and that movie. It's like, no! Please don't. But they probably will. They seem to enjoy screwing around with good movies and doing that. Oh, well. Okay, so Salem's Lot, that was good. Fright Night, that was a good movie. These are all modern movies, so that's cool. Let's see, what were the other Dracula movies? I'm going to do a random Google search right now. Do you dare me? Do you dare me? Do you dare me?
I dare you to.
Okay, let's get some good movies. Oh my. Okay, come on, Mousy. Go over there. Vampire movies. The Vampire Database. Ooh, 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 ooh. What was this one movie I saw? Not Vampire Diaries. I heard about that one.
From Dusk Till Dawn.
From Dusk Till Dawn was awesome movie. That one
Blade.
Would... How could I forget Blade? Blade was great. All three of them. Well, first one best. The second two after that were kind of, okay-ish. Hotel Transylvania.
I watched them out of order. The third one, then the second one, then the first one.
Ooh. Underworld. Let's not forget about Underworld.
Love yeah. Underworld.
Not the third one. Not the second one. Let's see, the second one... No, the second one was good. The third one was the one where they're talking about the past and how they all became... And that one was kind of slow and sucky. The fourth one, on the other hand, that one was good.
Oh, yeah. Here's another one for you. Van Helsing.
Yeah, I saw that. I enjoyed that. It was a fun movie. It wasn't really a serious vampire movie. It was just a fun movie. Ooh, 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 ooh! This is another reason why I was going to talk about vampires. I saw a recent vampire movie just a little... on Sunday, actually. Can you guess what it was? Can you guess what it was? Can you guess? Huh?
No, I can't guess.
Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter.
Oh, I want to see that.
I was impressed. I thoroughly enjoyed that movie. They handled the whole historical sense of perspective on it, the whole question of slavery, right, wrong, good, bad, in regards to that. And they took a really good, unique twist to, well, what are the vampires doing, and why are there slaves? And, ooh. Now, approaching the movie knowing there's a degree of seriousness to it, good, strong story, drama, blah, 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 and then there's a degree of, yeah, okay, whatever. I'm sorry, you can't, well, a normal person, who Abe is, has a scene where he just chops a tree in half, splash, with a one-strike, single stroke of the axe. Sorry, unless you're superhuman strong, not going to do it. But, looked visually stunning to see that scene. That was cool. So the Matrix-style effects was a little off-putting because it's not really a Matrix-style movie, but it worked for that movie, as it were. So it's like, yeah, it was enjoyable. But yeah, no, I thought it was a really good, well-done movie. The acting was great. The storyline was good. It stayed strong. It grew as it went along. There's a couple of good switches and hey, screwed was your mind kind of thing on that. Yeah, it was an enjoyable movie. Vampire's Assistant, that's one of the movies I saw a little while ago. That was a fun little movie. Kid tries to join the circus, then wants to become cool and joins the vampire team. Oh,
wait,
and another one.
Joining the circus, then becoming a vampire?
Well, he's kind of trying to fit in, and it's kind of a circusy type thing or whatever, but yeah. Eh. Bram Stoker's Dracula was an enjoyable movie. The only downside was, oh wait, what's his name? Square-faced Keanu Reeves. Kind of, eh.
Normally, where I thought you were going.
Well, yeah, that's exactly where I was going. Kind of,
you said square face, and I thought SpongeBob SquarePants. I don't know where this is fitting in.
Exactly. SpongeBob SquarePants, squat. Oh, I got to mention this as well. Another movie that I enjoyed. Blood, the Last Vampire. Both the animated version and the live-action version. Fun stuff. And Ultraviolet. Great movie. Bram Stoker's Dracula, Stakeland, yeah. They have over 686 movies listed on this database. Dark Shadows. Yep, that was a vampire movie. Okay, I've just found a movie that I may have to watch at some point. Rosencrantz and Guildenstern are Undead, which is a play on a Shakespeare play. See how that worked? Play on a play. What else is there? What else is there? Vampire. Yeah, that was fun. Let Me In. Oh, yeah. Mind you, that's the remake. Let the Right One In was better. That's the one from Switzerland, Norway, those places over there. Okay. So, that makes us a show pretty much wrapped up, I think. You know, it's been an after-rot vampire plot. Thanks a bunch. We welcome you a lot. I rhyme. Ha ha. So, what's coming up next, Jazzy?
Free Pie Night.
Pie! And guess what's on Free Pie Night? I'll fill it in because I spoke earlier with EW about it. Bill Swears. Author and vet is going to join EW and talk about stuff. And stuff. And what's coming on after Free Pie?
Mental candy.
I want candy. Pow, pow. And Joan is going to be joined with Bobby Styles. Fun shall ensue. Yes, I think so.
Yes.
And with that, Mr. EW, I think you should roll us on out. Thanks, gang.
You If you go down in the woods today, you're sure of a big surprise. If you go down in the woods today, you'd better go in disguise. For every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day that teddy bears have appeared.